I sat down with my grandparents to talk about when they got married. This was interesting because my grandfather had to change religions in order to marry my grandmother. I learned things that I probably would have never thought of otherwise. This interview was based on the theme of passing, and I'm Tahir Henry. Tell a story about how you met Gary Allen Patience.
I met my husband in 1971 at Temple University. We were introduced by a mutual friend and became fast friends immediately. At that time, he was looking for direction in religion, and he found Islam quite interesting. What impressed him most was the meaning of Islam, which is submission. He liked the concept of one God, the direct and clear lineage of the prophets, the diversity of people, and the fact that since its revelation, the Quran has never been changed, only translated into multiple languages.
What specifically made him convert, and how did his family feel about his decision to marry?
I would like to say it was me. I know I had some part in his conversion. However, he attended classes about Islam and decided it was the only religion for him. He was also instrumental in converting his two older brothers and multiple friends. There were some people in his family who were not happy with his choice of me and the religion of Islam.
What religion did your family consist of, and was this your immediate family?
My family was Muslim, and yes, it was my immediate family. My dad was a Muslim convert in 1950. He married my mother, who was a Pentecostal Christian from a very strict and religious family in Tampa, Florida.
Describe your wedding.
Our wedding was a traditional Islamic wedding. It was beautiful and festive. Both the bride and groom wear white, and we invited our wedding party to also wear white, which is untraditional in a Christian ceremony. It is the color of heaven to Muslims. There is a man present who conducts the ceremony, and there are witnesses who vouch for the marriage. In our case, it was our parents, my husband's best friends, and my best friends. Once the ceremony is concluded, there is a walima or a reception. There is much food to eat and enjoy. Some Muslims dance and others believe it to be forbidden. We had a band and we danced and enjoyed ourselves. We then left our reception for our honeymoon.
Did your husband's mother have any problems with his choice of religion?
No, actually, she was a very open-minded and progressive woman. She accepted his choice of Islam wholeheartedly and gave us the utmost respect.
Were there any problems or sources of confusion for his family with regard to your religion?
The only problems we encountered were with his grandmother. She was a devout Baptist Christian and could not grasp the concept of Islam. She had never heard of it and considered it an unknown heathen religion. She refused to accept us as Muslims, taking it to her grave. She also influenced my husband's aunt and sister with her prejudiced views of Islam.
How did that affect relations with his side of the family?
It really affected our social gatherings. The side of the family who accepted us were only too happy to have us attend whatever functions we had and would in turn invite us to their functions. But the intolerable people in the family would invite my husband and children to their affairs, specifically leaving me out of the invitations. My husband would tell them if I was not welcome, then neither were him or our children. This lasted until his grandmother passed away. After her passing, I developed a cordial relationship with the part of the family who did not want to accept me. And I continued to be friendly with my husband's sister and his aunts today.
How do you feel about marrying a man who came from a Christian background?
I don't have any feeling about marrying someone from a Christian background. I could only not marry him if he was not Muslim. Muslim women cannot marry non-Muslim men, but if they convert, then the marriage is open. When I met my husband, he really had no religion. He was just a friend. However, once we started to talk about Islam, his eyes lit up. He sought out the religion of Islam clearly on his own. His Christian background was never a subject between us. because as a child, he really never understood the concept of the Trinity or all the other aspects of Christianity, like even most Muslim children don't understand the aspects of Islam. So he really never got into his religion, and once he became a teenager, he just had no interest at all. But when he, as he grew older, then that's when he started to look for religion, and that's when he started to question different religions, even before me. So he was always seeking some type of religion for himself. He used to tell me funny stories about how when he went to church, he never gave the money given to him because he always felt as though the ministers were taking advantage of the community that supported him. He said they would always be well-dressed, driving beautiful cars and living in beautiful homes, yet they would constantly ask the struggling people of the church community for more money than they could afford. We don't have that in Islam. The appropriate charity is first to your family and anyone who you feel needs the help. And if you can afford it, then you can give a charitable donation to the masjid, which is usually about 2% of your annual income.
Did you find it odd that he had such little interest in the religion he grew up with? And do you think this is what got him so interested in learning about other faiths?
No, I didn't find it odd, because we were young, and as young people, we like to experience a lot of new situations, and it's sort of like an adventurous subject for young people. So when he met me, I was the first Muslim that he ever met, and he had a lot of questions for me. And as a child growing up, he didn't have a lot of interest in Christianity. And as a child growing up, my only interest in Islam was our Eids and our festive times when we had parties. And I didn't really like the concept of praying and going to the masjid. But I enjoyed it to a certain extent. And I'm sure he enjoyed his religion to a certain extent. But as you get older, then you start to become curious about other things. And with my parents being the type of parents that I had, they were very open-minded. We lived in a Jewish community. I was able to have Jewish friends. I had Baptist and Christian relatives. I had Catholic friends. I had all types of different people coming in and out of our house from various backgrounds and diversities. And I was able to go to church with my grandmother, go to synagogue with the Jewish kids I grew up with, even go to the Buddhist temple with some of the Indian friends that I had. And I think my husband probably experienced the same type of situations as he was growing up. And neither one of us was really serious about a religion until we got older. But once I got older, I knew Islam was the only religion for me. I loved Islam. I loved the fact that it was easy and it was simple. It was clear-cut and easy for me to understand. It wasn't clouded in mystery. And I passed that on to him, and I guess he felt the same way.
Did you raise your children with the same open-mindedness that your parents did with you?
Yes, I did. I enjoyed my childhood, and I enjoyed the freedoms that my parents allowed me to have as a child. And it really hurts me to see in the media and amongst most people who really have no proper understanding of Islam how insignificant feelings are with parents and children in Islam, which my parents were very loving, good, warm people, and that's the only type of Muslims that I've ever been around and I've ever met. So I was very open with my children. I taught them that there was no compulsion in religion, and they had the freedom of choice to be whomever and whatever they wanted to be. I just wanted them to be good, decent people with good morals. And thank God, those are the type of children that I raised. I didn't want my children to deviate from Islam, But if they did deviate, I would respect them and I would respect their religion and I would uphold the same type of respect for whatever their faith was and whatever faith that they brought their children up as. I was so broad-minded, as a matter of fact, that even when the non-Muslim holidays came around, I allowed my children to enjoy them, even so far as going at different times to purchase Christmas trees and bunnies during Easter time. And then I felt like I was giving my children a mixed message. So I kind of cut that out as they were getting older. And my one daughter reminded me that she enjoyed that time and that I could never take it out of her heart. They never knew the religious background or the significance of what Christmas or Easter stood for, but they were children. They loved getting gifts. They loved making eggs. They loved eating bunnies. They loved getting candy. They enjoyed Valentine's Day. They enjoyed Halloween. And this is not Islam. It's not part of Islam. It's an American culture. And I enjoyed it, and I was allowed to enjoy it in my family, and I didn't want to take that away from my children.
What are some things that got you interested in Islam?
Well, I was looking for a religion I could believe in. I just seen different things in the parks and whatnot. And I never knew exactly what it was all about. So I talked to a few people, and they introduced me to Islam.
How did your family react to your choice of religion?
They didn't care. They didn't really have a say. I was grown at the time. It's what I wanted to do. It's the direction I wanted to. They didn't say nothing this way or that way about it. I tried to get them down and get them to accept the Islam.
Was this common among your friends?
When I growing up, I had one person, one overseas to study when I was named Lukman Ackman. He told me, I seen him one day, he said he's out of here, he's gonna be going overseas to study. But then a lot of my other friends, they didn't have no direction. Their mother and father didn't make them go to church or whatnot. They wasn't looking for no religion or way of life.
At any point in time, did you regret changing religion and marrying someone that was Muslim?
Never. When I was going to, they was making me go to church. A lot of times I didn't go. I was somewhere playing a pinball machine or doing some things that was near the church, but it wasn't at the church.
The purpose of this podcast was to provide an example of someone crossing a boundary of some type. This was my podcast, and I'm Tahir Henry.